Got an opening thought? It's got to be Patriots Titans. It's got to be.
Well, that's what's on your mind.
Well, what's on your mind?
I was thinking, I'm looking at the weather. Because,
it's a weather take to start the day for you.
Well, for Nashville. Because you started hey, maybe you should take your cowboy boots, but really not going out.
Yeah.
Going out to dinner with my buddy tomorrow night. So I have some nice new threads from Mr. Sid. I got a nice new, sort of a check tweed hardy, but I don't say it's a winter. It's a winter casual jacket, but it's like a smoking jacket, but it's not. Should I go open collar? Should I go tie? Should I go blue slacks, black slacks? I'm trying to put the outfit together for Sunday. So, that's kind of my opening thought right now.
That's not a thought.
Well, that is. That's what you asked me. Hey, what are you thinking right now?
Yeah, are you saying the game is so in hand it doesn't matter? And all you're thinking about is what you're going to wear?
I think they're going to roll. After watching what I watched last night.
I speak so.
I told you what I tell you about Pittsburgh last night. What did I tell you about Pittsburgh this week? And Bert's like, no. Remember Bert sat here and I said, yeah, okay, we know who the top four teams in the league are, right? Saints, Rams, KC, New England. Who's 5 and 6? And I said, Pittsburgh's 5 because they're trending in the right direction.
I question Bert Breer's eye on things all the time.
And he sat there and said, Carolina might be the most well-rounded team in the league.
Right. How'd that turn out?
Is Dilly there? I said, oh, wow. Okay.
It's not my name.
Well, that was a bad take by Bert. Maybe he could take that one back.
Yeah, bad take.
That's a really bad take.
Not a good one.
The Chiefs had no holes a couple years ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no. I question him all the time on the things he believes. Not on his coverage. His coverage is great. He covers it in a fabulous fashion.
Remember when he would pick Cincinnati as like the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every year
Cincinnati's going to be great.
Oh, they're loaded.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're so loaded.
No, they're
so
not.
Much talent.
They're going to suck like they always do, and they'll never win a playoff game.
That's my opening Friday take is Bert's NFL takes are really bad.
So it went from your outfit in Nashville and weather and packing to Bert's Breer sucks.
No. Yeah, Bert's predictions are awful, and I might go with a cooler jacket. And I don't think it's going to be that cold down there. So,
okay, you got a real feel temp. What it's going to feel like?
I'm just pissed. I'm missing BYU UMass too because
it's a big one.
Yeah,
big college football game tomorrow.
Goddard's come back for that one. She goes UMass. So yeah,
it's unfortunate.
It sucks.
The way Zoe just set it up. Would this now qualify as a trap game, or do you have to be going into a bigger game the following week?
No, this is
no
definitely
game. Going into a bye week. Does it still qualify as a trap game?
I think it does.
If this was the Jets or Bills, yes. Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with the Titans? The Titans are better than those.
You're talking about
they?
Your jacket. Because it's Vrabel.
But the Titans are a better team.
Right. Which means
than any of the teams you just mentioned.
And what do the Patriots do? They play to the level of their competition. If they think this
I think
is a good
Hardy's
team,
asking a relevant question in that.
Oh, really?
In that, are we taking Tennessee too lightly? I think we are. I think I am. I've written them off all week.
If you watch Mario,
yeah, your left tackle hasn't practiced all week, right?
I've written them off all week. Oh, this is a waste of time. They're going to go down there. They're going to roll, go into the bye.
Get the tight end and a running back back.
Do you?
Yeah.
We thought that last week.
You know, or is that something you expect?
No,
or?
I'm not.
Well, somebody knew they were both
that.
Back last week, and
I hope Trent Brown's at practice today. I'll tell you that because I don't want LeAdrian Waddle on his backside.
So just about, who was that? Was that me?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're going to play. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Tell you what, enjoy this Friday because next Friday mm-hmm. bye week is really going to blow. So, imagine what we would not have football on a Friday to talk about.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be in such a bad mood having a whole weekend off.
Next week, yeah. We work Mondays, Monday holiday. Yeah.
This coming Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, we're working.
Was it yesterday, Veterans
Is it a full length show or do we have something? I feel like all these Monday holidays, we have a shortened show.
Seems like there should be a Bruins game
Monday.
Confused by live
rates.
Like,
schedule one?
New Pro says tune in Thursday for Veterans Day. I thought yesterday was Veterans Day.
No.
To watch her transformation in the bathroom.
Yeah. What?
That's the way the read was written. I read it that way.
Veterans Day is on the 11th.
Right,
this Sunday. Year it falls on a Sunday. It will be observed on Monday.
It's Marcy's birthday, 11-11. That's how I remember Veterans Day.
That's how you remember. Well, that's engraved.
How else do you remember what day Veterans Day is?
So, I don't know.
Do you remember?
Bert Breer sucks. It's not going to be that cold in Tennessee.
Breer's predictions are awful.
Gronk and Michelle are playing, according to Zoe.
Yeah.
That's Zoe's opening take today. I have one that's not Patriots related, and that is, what the hell is wrong with the Celtics? And I asked
they like to keep the crowd in.
I asked this after they won last night in overtime, 116-109. I'm not saying that in a rhetorical fashion. What's wrong with this team? I don't know what's wrong. What is wrong with this team?
I don't know. We've been asking it too much.
What is their deal? What's wrong with these guys? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I have no idea what it is that's going on with this team. But does Gordon Hayward impress you yet, Hardy?
No.
Oh. What's wrong with the Celtics? I'd like for the Celtics fans and the Green Teamers to answer that question for me today. I want
a breakdown. Hardy asked the exact same thing about Gordon Hayward that day you were out.
I want the great basketball minds and the Green Teamers to tell me today what's going on with this team. What's going on with them? They should not have been in the position where they had to come back in the great comeback, yes, against crap competition. That should not have had to have gone down the way that it did last night. I don't get it. I don't get what's wrong with this team. I don't understand what their problem is. Will you play already? Will you be better? Just be better. What ails the Celtics?
Be better earlier.
Yes.
I mean,
how early?
Well, I think it's a problem when, say, in the first quarter on the road against Phoenix, you allow them to jump out to a 32-13 lead. That's a big hole to climb out of. And the fact that they matched him in the second and then played essentially a different game altogether in the second half, you wouldn't have to do that if you just didn't fall asleep at the wheel for the first 12 minutes. Just go out there and start playing basketball right away. Not force Kyrie Irving into Kyrie Irving-type heroics in fourth quarter and overtime in order to get a win that against a team you should just beat handily. That shouldn't be an issue. I don't care if you lost a couple. You had a couple of nights off. So what? You're on a road trip. It's what you do in the NBA. You go out on the road 3, 4, 5 games at a time. I know these Western trips aren't the most fun thing in the world, but you want to put yourself through that last night when you got to go again tonight? That's not smart. You go out there and you start playing. You put the hammer down right away. You know who we are? We are Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, we got Tatum, we got Marcus Smart. We're going to come here and establish ourselves and dominate early, and we're not going to make the other team think they have a chance at beating us. I don't care if it's your home court and we're in the third game into a road trip. Screw it. We're the Celtics. We're going to win the Eastern Conference. You let them hang 32 on you in the first quarter and you only scored 13 points? What the hell is the matter? That's a good question.
Well, I know that an interview came out with Sham Sharania, who did the sit-down with Kyrie Irving that was posted last night. And part of it, he talks about sometimes having a very lonely role in leadership. And all I can think about right now is, well, he's in a lonely role right now as the only guy who's actually doing anything. Like, Kyrie is carrying this team right now. Carrying them on his back, which is great. I mean, that's what superstars sometimes are required to do. But I don't know why it's taken so long for the other guys to come along and get their season in gear. Something's weird with this team. I don't know what it is. Something is off. And I'd like to know what it is, but I'm not going to pretend to know. Something just don't sit right with this Celtics team. 617-779-0985. Why don't we get your calls right out of the gate? Jack in the car has a Celtics thought. Jack, go.
Yeah, so, I mean, past 2 years, the Celtics had the underdog mentality. You know, they're the hardest workers in the room, hardest workers on the court. And just this year, it's like, you know, as soon as everyone came healthy, they're like, oh, we're the guys. And, you know, when you like that, you just can't show up on the floor and wing it. We're seeing that. Kind of like Sarge.
Oh, boy.
One.
That's not the same, though. That's a legit take.
Yeah, that's a legit take. But then he dropped in the Sarge at the end. Is that part of it? They're not underdogs anymore. They have real expectations.
Yeah. Okay. Does Jalen Brown sound like an underdog?
You're not a gritty. You're not some sort of gritty underdog anymore.
Here's something else. We're going to have to address, and we can address it to him in person. I didn't think to do it the other day.
Who?
But Brad Stevens and the coaching, you know, especially on a road game. We talked about it in football. You know, when we talked about it with regard to the Green Bay Packers, same applies to basketball.
You've got a talented team.
You're out on the road. You got to stay focused.
Yeah.
If you come out unfocused at the start of a game like that, or you lose focus for periods, is some of that coaching? Is that a question for Brad Stevens when we talk to him next week?
Yeah, I mean, sure. What part of the blame does he take? Yeah.
The Gordon Hayward stuff too. I mean, he was quick to jump on that. Like, hey guys, I kind of expected this, and don't forget he's on a minutes thing. So we're still watching minutes here.
Yeah.
So I think he expected him to dip early, or not come out of the gate full speed.
How does that explain Jason Tatum?
It doesn't. We keep going to Hayward, Irving, you know, Horford. Like that. Those. That's your big three. And maybe really Horford's not part of a big three, but you have to put him in there. Is it time for those two that you just mentioned, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, to really step up their game? Are they the ones that are lacking? And maybe it's not the big three.
Are they playing like a team that has a bunch of contracts all lined up for them? Is that what it is?
Well, you got $52 million on one. You got a rap record. You know?
Kyrie's already committed to take a max deal from the team, but he's not a problem, so I don't put him in this category.
Felger Maz has been hammering this too with the Jaylen Brown thing. I let Jaylen Brown off the hook because I thought it was the moment, and he's just kind of giving you a good interview there, and you know, he's sitting there in front of her, and you know, five rings before I'm 28. But LeBron said the same damn thing, and nobody's holding Jaylen Brown accountable, where we absolutely eviscerated LeBron James for sitting there saying not one, not two, not three.
Okay, but LeBron
James, he's the best player in the world.
Was LeBron James. Jaylen Brown is Jaylen Brown.
So then by not commenting on it, you're laughing at Jaylen Brown. Like, I don't understand it then, right? I mean,
what do you mean?
The fact it's LeBron James and he's saying that and Jaylen Brown is saying that, shouldn't you rip Jaylen Brown 500 times more?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think he's getting ripped, because people think it's so laughable. It's not even worth spending any time on.
Yeah, but people were defending it. People are calling in and defending it.
Yeah, I think it's like ridiculous.
That's another little thing of how they view themselves.
I'll have five rings, whether by 28. How about you win one?
We know he's that serious, right?
And we said that about LeBron, but at least LeBron was arguably the best player on planet Earth.
Remember, imagine what you would think of Jaylen Brown if he just answered, like, I just please want to win one, and then we'll go from there. Imagine if he answered that question that way.
Maybe that's a problem. Maybe they're just looking too far ahead.
Maybe they think they're
Maybe they think it
better.
Comes easy. Maybe Jaylen Brown thinks it's just easy, that you just show up, you play the games, and because you had a good year last year, you're going to be in that position again, and this time you won't have to face LeBron, so you'll win. I mean, in his mind, they won against LeBron last year.
He's the first one to say that, hey, the East goes through us.
Here's my thing. There's something wrong with this team. Like, there is some sort of mental issue with this team right now.
You're starting to see it too much now.
There's something weird. Doesn't seem to be impacting Marcus Morris or Kyrie Irving.
Which is scary. Like, Marcus Morris right now may be your best player. We know he's not your best player, but Kyrie is. But he's responding, at least.
617-779-0985. Patriots, Titans thoughts, and what the hell is up with the Celtics? A lot to get to on this Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Effing Friday.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tatum makes the free throw, and the Celtics have their largest lead, up by 7. They trailed by as many as 22. They trailed all night. They could not make a shot. Cannon misses a 3. Morris snags the rebound. And to every critic, to every tweet that was sent in the last 2 hours, the Celtics answer emphatically. They storm from 22 down to beat the Suns in overtime. The final score, Boston 116, Phoenix 109.
What?
Oh, what, we're going to celebrate that now?
Tweet? What tweet?
Like, oh, you haters.
What Twitter do?
That Twitter was getting all over the Celtics last night during the game for sucking against a bad team.
The broadcast crew's watching it?
Yeah, now they're waving their pom-poms because they came back and beat them.
I'll take notes on that one. Patriots are getting their ass kicked.
The two-win Phoenix Twitter. Suns. They got 2 wins on the year. They stink.
That was weird by Grandy.
Bad team. You want to get excited about that? That's a problem. That tells you how far they've apparently fallen here at the start of the year.
That was like an in-your-face closing the game, signing off. Ha-ha! In your face! Suck it, Twitter! That was weird,
man. Do you know why it was like a significant comeback? Is because it felt like a must win at this point right now with this team. Like, they needed to win. They needed a much-needed win there. That's what they had.
I feel like the Celtics the Patriots coming back from 2 touchdowns down against the Bills in the fourth quarter.
Like,
and
yes.
Sosie signing off like that.
Yes. Oh, you people on Twitter. Oh, they just shoved it in your face. Actually, no, they didn't. They still played a suckbag team. No one here is going to celebrate that. But you know what, Jim? That's what happens when you're dealing with a team that hasn't actually won anything. They haven't actually won a damn thing yet. So you want to celebrate the overtime wins in Phoenix? Be my guest.
Wow, that final call.
But if that's
actually
what you're celebrating, wow.
That actually
the standards are
the
actually not that high.
That final call by Green, who's called a lot of big games for this team, a lot of great calls he's had, actually magnifies their problem. Get excited over that. Wow. Eesh.
I know there's an adjustment period.
Is there a sensitivity there? Or
I have no idea. Right?
Are they on guard?
Like, there is an adjustment that is going on with this team as they re-welcome in Gordon Hayward. But this doesn't look like the same team of a year ago. What happened? What is wrong with the Celtics? Dave, in Maine, on the Celtics. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. First time. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Zo.
How you doing, pal?
What I think is it really comes down to just how the Celtics play their defense. I think they need more of a sense of urgency. And kind of like how when they played in the playoffs, with that sense of urgency, there's just more energy. It seems like they're so worried about their offense. I think if they play much better defense, harder defense, kind of like they did at the end of the game, then their offense will just flow better. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. See, I think it goes beyond just like your approach defensively. It goes beyond that. It goes way beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, they've always been so good defensively. And I asked Brad Stevens that the other day. Like, you got to be a little alarmed based on you just gave up, what, 110, 115 the other night? He's like, no, we're actually ranked pretty high in defense. Like, he was defensive about it. Why? We're okay. You watch them. They're not the same.
I think they might be cracking over there a little bit.
I think
they got some expectations, and they're cracking under the pressure of it.
Starting to feel the heat a little bit, aren't they?
I think so.
Oh, man.
You're supposed to be better than this.
It'll be fine.
Alan in California, Alan.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
I think no panic. Hayward being healthy would help. I'm sorry. Hayward being 100%, I mean to say, would help. The other thing is that I think the team plays well under adversity. Maybe a couple guys get a little banged up. And people have to, you know, come in and fill a role. And also Rozier getting some more minutes when the time comes to rest Kyrie. I just think they're going to be okay. And that's it. Have a good one.
Okay. Gordon Hayward is not at 100%. I think that's been made pretty clear. Because if this is him at 100%, you made a mistake. And I don't believe this is it. This is not who he is. This is not who he has ever been.
I don't think anybody's saying that, you know, and even the coach said he's.
But it's sort of this double-edged sword. Like, you need him to get to 100%, therefore you have to play him and continue to give him the minutes.
What do you think you're talking, Christmas? Where he hits full stride? Probably above Christmas. Yeah, be about right.
Bob and Quincy, Celtic struggles, what are they? What are the issues here, Bob?
Yeah, so I definitely think they stunk last night against a bad team. The only thing is that kind of make me feel better is that I think if we look in the last couple of years, all these good teams in the NBA have gone through some kind of stretch through the season where they've had mental struggles or they haven't worked well as a team. Last year, we think we saw it with the Warriors. A couple of years ago, we saw it with the Cavs. And I'd just rather have the Celtics get this out of their system now rather than April. And the other thing I was going to say is just the point you made, Beadle, about I think we all, or many of us, anticipated there'd be some period of adjustment here with working Hayward back into the mix. So I think they stink, but like I don't think it's ready to say that they're definitely cracking under the pressure just yet.
Yeah, my other thing to sort of advance that is what's going to be the thing that pulls them out of it? What's that thing going to be?
I think it's one of the two young guys. Exploding.
What will be the thing that pulls them out of this?
I would feel more comfortable if they've played well and then were in a lull. They haven't played well yet. That's the problem. If they established themselves and then went into a little slump, you could all see it, yes. But they haven't established themselves yet. They haven't established anything yet.
Nothing. What have they done? What have they established? What is
I'll say it again. What? Marcus Morris is a big player on this team right now, and that shouldn't be the case.
Which is crazy. Which is pretty crazy. What's their identity as a team?
They have none right now.
They don't have one.
No.
They don't have one. So how do you solve that?
Who on the team do you think can change that? It's obviously Kyrie Irving is the one. And I think it's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown after that. And then Gordon Hayward. I think it's up to these two young kids to get their head out of the rear, but step up. You did late in the year. You did in the playoffs. That was the best thing we felt about this team when it was all over and all said and done. Holy crap. They could have beat them. They could have beaten them. They had them on the ropes. But, boy, look at the way the two young kids rose to the occasion. Derek, and that's what you got excited about.
Derek's in Boston. Hi, Derek.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just real quick, in a general sense, I feel as though the Celtics has kind of had the same scheme for the last 3 years or so with scoring coming mostly from the forwards and the guards. I kind of feel as though all these teams that we're kind of grouped up with have really had some strong additions in the last 2 years, even last year with that being like whether it being Boogie to the Warriors or CP3 to Boston. I kind of feel as though a lot of these teams have schemed against us. Even the worst ones are kind of getting the better of us in any given night. I know that a lot of the time anything can happen in the game, but it basically just seems as though we're getting schemed on better.
Because they're the same team, is what you're saying. They haven't adjusted. They haven't changed.
They've really just stuck with the interchangeable forwards and scoring from the guards. They really haven't made too much. Obviously, Horford's a big splash, but that's the biggest one I see.
And to go to this Marcus Morris point that you've brought up here, Zoe, do you think he's one of their best players? He's going into free agency. He doesn't have a contract for next season.
Mm.
He's a guy who's playing for his money right
years,
now.
They tend to get their ass going in that year.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Mm. I don't know. Do you equate the two? Has Terry Rozier been all that impressive? No.
No.
And he's playing for a contract, too. 617-779-0985. Hardy has the headlines. Get you caught up on everything going on. We got some other football stuff that we want to get to. Looks like Le'Veon Bell is going to be showing up at Steelers camp, so it's going to be arriving soon.
No thanks.
What do you mean, no thanks?
Just don't lock the doors.
All right, I want to talk about that quick next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics were down 22 at one point last night. They came back to win 116-109 in overtime. Kyrie at a halftime. What'd you say to the team? Seen sicker dogs than this live?
We just come out and say to the team, we've been down worse than this. So it's not a situation that any of us in the locker room haven't been in. It's just, what are we going to do about it? And we had to make that choice to really stay with the game plan and execute at a high level.
Right back at it tonight against the Utah Jazz as the five-game road trip continues. They're now 1-2 on this trip. Bruins lost to the Canucks 8-5 last night. 8-5 your final from the TD Garden. The Bruins will stay home to take on the Maple Leafs Saturday night. That's a 7 p.m. drop of the puck. Patriots continue their preparations for their visit to Nashville to play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon. Last night, NFL Week 10 began as the Steelers beat Carolina 52-21.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Second and goal for Pittsburgh after a turnover on a kickoff return. Jalen Samuels is in. Roethlisberger will dump it to Samuels. Catch made at the 9. Turns it upfield. Dives to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Samuels goes airborne. And the Steelers tack on 6 more.
What a blowout last night. You thought that was a good game or was going to be a good game.
Really?
Like I did.
Thought for two quarters this thing's going to be good.
Pittsburgh jumps out to a big lead early. They win 52-21. Blowout. Blowout win for the Steelers at home last night.
I sit here 2 days ago, listen to Burt Breer, how great Carolina was. And they came out and that first drive went right down the field. And how do you not cover McCaffrey? He scores 2 easy touchdowns coming out of the flat from the backfield, going into that left flat. And you actually have him on a back with a backer the first time. The second time, both guys that should have had him both went the other way. You look like New England last year against Carolina. That's the way Pittsburgh looked in the first half, trying to cover this kid. But that's all they had after that. And Beg came out. Juju's pretty good. I told you about Connor. I picked him in fantasy. At least he got in the end zone last night. I don't know how many points we got, but I know Le'Veon Bell has until Tuesday to show up at the facility or he can't play. Here's some of the stuff about he was supposed to come back Labor Day weekend, and that's what the team thought. And the entire offensive line, I guess, reached out to him. He never responded, wouldn't get back to any of them. And that was their drop-dead date with him, supposedly Labor Day.
So that's when they started ripping him?
That's when they started
ripping
him. Remember
that?
Yep.
Well, according to the team, Art Rooney said Thursday on Sirius that he expects Bell to report next week.
Well, he's the owner. Yeah, he should. Like, we have his rights. He better report. He better report next week. Do you think the team wants him?
Rooney said, we know he's back in Pittsburgh, so we're hoping to have some communication with him over the weekend. We're kind of expecting he'll be back next week.
You think Connor's better than him? Now, he's obviously not a better player.
No.
He's statistically having a better year than he did last year, and he had a great year last year.
At I think Connor's – I think you know what I think this is all proving? That running backs are by design.
James Connor right now is screwing Le'Veon Bell as far as what type of money he'll make.
Always overrated and not worth it. Always. Paying a running back the kind of money that they were willing – who franchises a running back?
Pittsburgh.
Of course they do. Yeah. They're idiots.
You hung 52 on a pretty damn good Carolina defense without him.
Let me just say that if the Patriots ever franchise a running back like this, I'd be upset.
Pissed.
Yeah, wouldn't be happy with that.
Right.
But at this point, given that they've got the space.
Jesus, people are pissed they draft one in the first round around
But
here.
If you're Pittsburgh right now, like I get, okay, James Conner's doing well. They don't want him to show up.
Chemistry, disruption of locker room. It's a team that I don't think can keep their egos in check. They never could. They never would. The head coach lets them run rampant inside. You know, going back to last year with the videos and that.
But that's a coaching problem. That's not a Le'Veon Bell problem. That's a locker room problem. That's not exactly a Le'Veon Bell problem. That's an offensive line issue. That's a coach issue. That's a front office issue. Any smart team. Well, first of all, any smart team wouldn't have franchised him to begin with. But now that he's available and he could come back to you and you could have him for the last 6 weeks plus the playoffs, what good, well-managed, well-run, well-coached team would turn that down?
None.
What team would say, yeah, we don't want that?
None.
We don't want that back in here because that'll ruin it. You're going to let a running back ruin your entire locker room? Yeah.
You could say it's a B12 shot in our arm and you're getting
this
super free agent midseason.
Why would you not want him there?
Yeah, you want him, but to the point of, I don't know if they have enough stability at the top to handle it.
That is sad.
It is.
To handle.
Because they got talent.
To handle what? A guy who was disgruntled coming back into the room?
The guy is actually right.
Like, the guys who were in the room already were the ones ripping him.
Yeah, but the problem is, and I think this is what they have to convey the message to the rest of that team, is like, this guy's trying to fight for you and your rights. The rights of the players to make the most amount of money that they can in their short time window. And this is a guy that's got a ton of mileage on him. We've chronicled it with the Michigan State carries that he had. And when you approach the age of 30, 32 as a running back, you're out of this league, man. And this guy's got to get his while he can get it.
Let's go to Connor in Charlestown. Connor.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Beautiful Friday here.
Yeah.
I disagree with you, Beto. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is really, really toxic. And James Connor got a concussion last night, correct?
Yeah, he got dinged up. There were issues where he was in and out of that game. He came back, but he wasn't the same.
So what is that? Like, what do you think he'll be out for, like, a week?
Not sure exactly what the injury is. And if it is a concussion, he's got to go into concussion protocol now.
I just wonder how they're going to manage, you know, Connor and Bell moving forward here. I mean, Tomlin is just the worst. I mean, Tomlin is like the Sarge of the NFL coaches. He's horrible.
All right. Thank you. Two. Should have known with the reverse lights. It's never going to end. I mean, it will end eventually.
Yeah.
Well, you came in here this morning and encouraged it. So
well, Fred did too.
No. That's Fred on Fred's show. No. Don't put this on Fred. Squarely on you.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky?
You come in at 9:58 this morning and say, "I want the Sarge calls all day long." And now you've got them.
I want Deb to call from Quinn.
Now you've got them.
I want Debbie and Quinn.
You happy?
Use your powers for good. Get Deb. Get what? You know what we need to check in on?
Where's drunk Ken?
Ken. We haven't heard from Ken since that unfortunate Monday call.
He probably woke up next day and his ass sewn to the
carpet. I'm feeling ill again. I'm going to need you to take over for the rest of the day.
Aren't you worried a little bit about Ken?
Should be.
No.
We got big show.
No, I'm not.
We got my man Jim Louth, who's undefeated in picks this year. We got to do our picks coming up.
He's been drying out. That's all.
Hey, hottie.
What's like up, Ken? We're on the drying rack. He's just sitting there drying out.
What do you think Ken smells like today?
Got a fan going in the corner of the room. What? No? Okay.
No, I'm just I'm not confident that Ken's program would be working for him, which I'm pretty sure consists of him just sitting on the couch digging his nails into the arms like this will pass. Come on, Ken.
Aaron is in Whitman with a football call today. Aaron.
Hey guys.
What's up?
This question's for Zoe.
Yeah.
Given the way that Josh Gordon is, you know, buying into the system, he's picked up this, you know, offense pretty well. Given that he's, you know, behaved well since he's been here and, you know, he's kind of been the model teammate, you know, getting along with everyone and everything. Do you think there's a possibility of the Patriots signing him to an extension long term or just waiting out the season?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely, I do.
No, they're not going to sign him to a long term extension.
Not right now.
Season.
No.
He can be tendered. He's a restricted free agent. He's going to be here next year. You don't have to worry about this until a year from now.
But as far as hitching your wagon to him, I can totally see it. You had Kenny Britt and Jordan Matthews last year. That's their top two offseason guys. That they said, we're gonna bring these guys back to give Tom Brady nice, stable receivers to throw to, along with Dorsett and Hogan.
If he was a free agent, by the way, at the end of this year, I'd let him walk. But he's not.
Depends
he's restricted.
What he depends what he does. Rest of this year.
He was an unrestricted free agent at the end of this season and he could get real money, I'd say goodbye. Let's say see you later.
He said something interesting yesterday regarding the injury report. He's off the injury report. He was off the injury report. He said, it's good to be off the injury report.
He wasn't sure if he was ever on it.
Not really sure why I was ever on it.
Yeah, it's a bad comment by him. That's not going to go over well.
Well, I mean, he was technically injured in Cleveland. That's why he missed that day, right? He hurt his...
It's obvious. The team put him on the injury report because he was slightly injured, but you don't have to talk to the media if you're on the injury report, right? If you're an injured guy, you're not mandatory.
They rolled him out from day one. He had three questions from day one.
During the week.
Yeah,
but
I don't think
there's
any. Weeks he didn't talk.
But I don't think there's any requirement that you be made available in the locker room.
But to Jim's point, that's treatment time. So you could say, hey,
just to keep him out of the room.
No, I think there is a requirement that not a lot of people push it. Not a lot of the.
Is every player required to be available?
That's a good point. You haven't heard from Burkhead. Well, technically he's on IR. Gronkowski, he's not available every day, right?
Not every day. I'm saying during the week at some point.
Is every player required to be available?
It comes in, but I think there's something to that.
Not sure.
It wouldn't matter anyway because they've made him available after every single game.
No, right. I think there's a week of rule, though. We could ask about it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that. Phil Perry's going to be with us coming up at noontime today.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What is their problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for the football card on Zolak and Bertram. 4-5 again last week. Way to go, T-Bone, blowing it up.
Idiot.
Way to blow it up, kid.
Finally get to make money.
Way to ruin it.
Ruins it. Dumb pick.
But more importantly, the flawless record of James Louth III remains intact.
He's undefeated.
Against the spread. This isn't a knockout.
Yeah,
rule.
This isn't just
He's
a pick.
He's just picking a game every week. 9 weeks?
Yeah.
He's 9-0.
How did your bonus picks do last week on Twitter?
Oh, I picked the right ones. I won. I get 2 out of 3. So the Alabama went under.
I did the math on this. If he started with a $5 bet in week one and let it ride every week, he would have made $416 million by now.
Wow. What if you invested like $10 in Apple when it first opened?
$416 million.
Who wants to go first this week?
Why don't you go first, Hardy?
I'm not ready.
All right, I'll go.
Good.
Clemson to cover. Thank you.
Clemson to cover.
Clemson over Boston College to cover.
Shout out to my nephew, Daniel.
Wait, you took Zoe's pick.
No. He's allowed to double down. Shout out to my nephew, Daniel, down at University of Clemson. Plays on their soccer team. Sent me the shirt. Appreciate it for the big game they have this week to stay undefeated and on verge of a national championship. I'll take Clemson to cover.
I might as well go next then.
Like I needed a rooting interest.
So you got Clemson. I got Clemson. Who you got, Jim?
I didn't like a ton. The only thing that stuck out to me all week, looking at the lines all week long, was the overline in this game. 56.5. The Clemson game tomorrow.
I would have made so much money if I bet last night. I called my dad. I said, take Pittsburgh.
My big thing is Clemson's going to score 40,
45.
Can their opponents score more than two touchdowns is the question. I don't know.
You're capping them at 40?
No, they can't score at 40 at least. But
at least score 45.
Minimum 40.
I was worried about the rain, but it looks like intern Brian says it should be out of the way by tomorrow night.
So. Yes. The rain is tonight into early morning hours tomorrow, and then it'll be dry from there on out. I watched the weather. Should be a dry track. Dry track. I see those uniforms they're going to be wearing coming in here.
Oh, my God. That is the that's the toughest place. That's the loudest stadium ever played in Death Valley. My God. Played at Michigan, played at Penn State. Clemson was by far the loudest. But it's a road game for them. So we'll have to deal with all that noise.
Yeah, but they got the orange britches.
You don't get to run down the hill as an opponent,
they got
right?
the orange britches.
No,
they
bring you out first, and they make you stand there. And is the C parts in that rocks right there at the top of the hill, and they come flying down. And you're like, okay, what's the spread today? Hopefully we cover.
We might as well have Tom pick next because we're staying in college, right?
Go ahead, Tom.
All right, I'm going with the local matchup of the week. UMass BYU.
Excellent.
Nice pick.
We're going to go under 59.
I love
under 59.
Great pick.
BYU has, I believe, gone under in their last four road games.
You going that game? Heading down Gillette?
I'm not. But I'm looking forward to Beatles' call of that game.
Beetle, good luck. What time, time you get in the stadium?
You're a jerk. You're a bad man. You're a bad man, T-Bone.
I'm Dilly there. I am Dilly.
All right.
Hardy, you sticking in college? We're going to go five for five
yeah,
college
that'll
picks?
Be fun.
Come on.
Fun.
It's pick only a little four, brother. Though. This is only four-way.
Why don't you pick a little brother?
There's only four picks this
Who
week.
Are they playing, like Minnesota or something? Northwestern.
I was gonna do something I don't like to do. I was going to lay a ton of points with the Chiefs. But they're 8-1 against the
17 and a half? Is that where it's at right now?
16 and a half.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Too much. Take the Patriots.
All right. Let me look at the college.
6.5.
Let me see.
I see 7.5, depending on where we're getting this. Jim will have to tell us what his computer says.
What are we laying? 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do all local. It'll be all local games.
It'd be like that
it's
local
7.5, but you can buy a half point.
Like
if you
got that home y'all station down there, right? That local prof thing you guys do down in Rhode Island.
Go local prof.
Go local prof. We'll go local boss. Go local boss.
Go local boss.
Okay, so Michigan State is hosting Ohio State.
Ohio State's been playing.
What
like
number
crap.
Do you, what number do you have on the game, Jim?
It should be about.
I was
eight.
Four this morning. Let me check.
Ooh.
Ohio State laying 4.
Yeah, they still have a shot at the playoff, by the way. They've only lost one game.
Take Ohio State.
Total is 50 or 51.
Under.
50 and a half. Let's go under Michigan State, Ohio State.
Like it.
I'll go college.
Like it.
Michigan State can't score.
Officially 50 and a half. And it just went up to 4.5, by the way, since this morning.
All right, let me do 10 seconds of research, and I'll Everybody else is gone already, huh?
Should we talk about something else?
By the way, speaking of Ohio State,
for a second.
Urban Meyer, bad dude. I mean, not just learning this now, but like listening to the Boston Globe did that feature on Aaron Hernandez and the podcast. Yeah. Bad dude.
I'm shocked.
What Globe feature?
I'm stunned.
You know what I'm talking about, Zo. Don't play dumb.
God, they have.
When was that out? That was like they buried that on like a Sunday.
No, but we were on the road. It was like a six parter. It fell under a bunch of parts.
It's six parts, and each part has a podcast to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last five games for Michigan State, they have scored 19, 21, 7, 23, and 24.
Having a problem getting in the end zone.
That all trends toward the under for this game. Let's go Michigan State, Ohio State, under.
Yes.
Not local, but whatever. It's college.
Not local.
Interesting.
Not local
weird
boss.
Week of the picks.
Not local boss.
We're going to have to talk to RJ about things other than our picks.
Yeah.
Well, it's only four teams instead of five, so we're still doing wagering five? Or are we wagering more?
Not real confident.
I think we should go 10 units.
10?
I'm feeling confident.
I'm very confident in my pick.
High confidence.
Tom usually ruins it for everybody. So I just don't, like you really want to give our money away? Let's go 10.
10 would pay 120 because it's only 14.
Yes.
I feel like putting a C note on it. That's how confident I am.
No, let's do like $50. We could split the extra money.
Yeah.
Right? You want to throw in an extra 20?
Are you doing like a...
I'll throw in an extra 20 if you throw in an extra 20.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay, we're in.
On our parlay?
No, actually, can we do just a side one on our very confident Clemson bet?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
What if we just do you, me, and Jim as throwing the extra 20?
We could do that bet, too.
I want to ride the undefeated train with him.
Yes.
Are you doing a three-hour pregame prior to UMass tomorrow? The game?
No. Oh,
okay. Thought maybe like special broadcast or something. Just I never knew. I don't know. Like big game, Gillette Stadium, man.
Biggest local game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Real tailgating scene. Can't wait to see the tailgate scene.
We got to worry about parking when we leave tomorrow. Damn it.
That's right.
Yes, parking special lot now because of UMass game.
Yeah, don't park in that one lot.
I park on a park.
No, you're not supposed to be parking in the lot. You got flyers on your windshield last time you guys did that for
an
away game.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. Some of us still have to go there during the away games. You're not supposed to be parking there. That's my
spot. You don't
know
where I park.
I know where some people were parking. They weren't supposed to be parking.
They're in your spot?
Yeah.
Think Van Noy's going to get BYU all pumped up tomorrow?
Hey, he was at the hockey game last night. Whole linebacking crew. And they all had the Winter Classic jerseys. I'll tell you what, I'm in love with that Winter Classic jersey, man. That thing is sweet. I'm going to buy one.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Buy it with your winnings from this weekend.
I think my kid's going to get it from Santa. I think he's getting one. He's getting one from Santa.
Headlines. Hardy Hess is covered on that front. 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Want to talk about Malcolm Butler coming back. Mm. You had something to say about Malcolm Butler earlier.
Yeah, I did.
The way he looks...
Yeah.
You want to fat shame him? Is that what you want to do?
Not fat shaming.
Sounds like you want to do that. We'll get to that coming up right after these headlines.